Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. A landlord in Landers was arrested on suspicion of attempted burglary after trying to enter a tenant's residence. On Monday, just before 3 p.m., a person living in the 5500 block of Tracy Boulevard in Landers reported to county sheriff's deputies that his landlord had been attempting to enter the residence illegally. The victim reported that the landlord, identified as Jonathan Dayton, had been released from prison a few months ago and had made several attempts to break into the residence, most recently by cutting locks with garden shears. The victim photographed Dayton on the property. Deputies report that when they contacted Dayton, he may have been intoxicated and claimed that he had the right to enter the property at will. Jonathan Dayton was arrested on suspicion of attempted burglary and booked into the West Valley Detention Center on $30,000 bail. He is being arraigned today on felony first-degree attempted burglary. The Morongo Valley Community Services District Board of Directors held a special meeting last night at Covington Park. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart was in attendance and joins us with this recap.
Since the district's stretch-thin budget has instated a spending freeze, the board called this special meeting to set a compromise schedule for Fire Chief James Brakebill. As it stands, Brakebill has already taken a voluntary 50% salary cut since the fire chief and general manager duties were split earlier this year to ease the district's budget and to keep firefighters on staff. Brakebill told Z1077, quote, "It's not about the money, it's about keeping the community and tourists safe and to protect life and property," unquote. The board voted 3-2 in favor of the tough decision motion by President Gorky. For the next 14 weeks, Chief Brakebill's schedule will be reduced to part-time, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Thursday, with the flexibility to accommodate for meetings or emergency. Brakebill mentioned he'd have to notify the state that Morongo Valley won't have a full-time fire chief for the duration. To further remedy the future of the district's budget, the board voted to hold a budget workshop on April 21st at 8 a.m. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
Art can heal, and a new project called Healing Art Galleries is coming to the High Desert Medical Center. Curated in cooperation with the 29 Palms Art Gallery, several gallery spaces have been set up within the hospital with the mission of adding a sense of comfort and calm in what is normally an environment of uncertainty. Artwork from local artists has been curated by Jennifer Ruggiero and includes work from Sherry Scott, Philippe Justin, Timothy Warren, Ellen Saunders, and Ruggiero herself. The show will remain up through June, and a new show will debut in July. 6 months of preparation went into the gallery project, and it will debut Monday at 5 p.m. at the High Desert Medical Center. This opening is open to the public and will feature a tour of the galleries along with hors d'oeuvres. Attendees are asked to enter through the main lobby on the north side of the High Desert Medical Center, located at 6601 Whitefeather Road in Joshua Tree. The Mojave Desert is one of the most beautiful places on Earth, but all that biodiversity has some flora that can be a prickly problem if you're not careful. Online news editor Robert Hayden hikes in with the story.
Spring has sprung and it's already busier in the basin. And as the days continue to creep toward those perfect temperatures, you're going to hear more and more about wildflowers and where to go catch an eyeful of the abundant colors that have been popping out of the ground all month. And while locals and park officials may be reticent to use the possibly cursed term superbloom, the promise of peeping those little pops of color will certainly draw people from all over to our neighboring national park. Joshua Tree National Park interpretive ranger Donovan Smith was talking wildflowers, spring weather, and park visitation when he called into the Up Close show last Friday. He had some good tips for visitors who may not be familiar with some of the High Desert's most ubiquitous residents, namely the Cholla cactus. While the park has dozens of cacti unique to the Mojave, the jumping Cholla has earned its nickname due to its uncanny ability to seem to leap onto arms, legs, or anything else they can get their spiny little hooks into. Here's Ranger Donovan Smith.
Those spines are barbed, so they go in really easy, just sort of like a fish hook, but they hurt like heck to get them out.
It's smart to pay attention when you're trying to get that group photo and keep inching backwards to fit everyone into the frame. You may find yourself backing into a big ball of needles that isn't much fun to get out of. But if you're a visitor to the desert, eventually a cute little cactus is going to get its barbs into you. Before you head out in search of those spring annuals, Ranger Donovan Smith says to bring a few simple things.
Often some things like combs or tweezers can be very helpful. Those Cholla, when they go in there, you just need to quickly pop them out. And so sometimes you can use like a tooth comb to sort of sling them out, or tweezers are good to carry around too as well.
You can listen to the full interview with Ranger Smith along with a conversation with National Park Superintendent Jane Rogers on the Up Close Show podcast, or stay tuned to your Z1077 local news for more tips and tidbits about spring in the park. We'll have some free and easy alternatives to the busier parts of the basin on your Saturday news. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Robert Hayden.
Things are popping in the city of 29 Palms. Join City Recreation Division Manager Carrie Matree and Special Events Coordinator Scott Klingscales on this week's Up Close Show with Gary Dignot, airing tomorrow morning. Carrie and Scott will take a look at events coming up and plans for sports, entertainment, competitions, and more. What is going on and coming up in 29 Palms? Live on the air this Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the Z1077 Up Close Show. Tax Day isn't until April 18th this year, but that hasn't stopped TurboTax and other online tax prep companies from advertising their services. Reporter Adeline J. Wells joins us with a look at the true cost of some of these services, as well as some local options that will help with your taxes for free.
Taxes. If you're anything like me, you'll put off doing them until the last minute. April 18th is the day they are due, and tax prep companies are putting a lot of money into advertising to let you know about their services. What most of them won't tell you is that you can prepare and file your federal and state taxes electronically for free. The IRS's free file website will walk you through preparing your taxes before submitting them. But that option is only available if you make less than $72,000 a year. If you make more than that, you are on your own for preparing taxes, but can still file them for free. California's CalFile website lets you do the same thing for your state taxes, but there are no income restrictions for the guided tax preparation, meaning anyone is free to use the service to get those documents to the IRS on time. If preparing and filing taxes is still too daunting, the county has two places right here in the Morongo Basin that offer free in-person tax consultation and preparation. You can see this story on Z1077FM.com for all the websites and phone numbers we mentioned. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Adeline Wells.
And finally, the 29 Palms High School Boys Varsity Wildcats tennis team hosted the Broncos of Banning High School for a doubleheader yesterday. In the first match, the Wildcats won 11-0. In singles action, Jeremy Burke won two sets, Adonai Patu won two sets, and Eddie Riddlesberger won one set. In the second match, the Wildcats won 17-1. In singles action, Jeremy Burks won two sets. Braden Chambers and Luke Bauer swept all three of their sets. The Wildcats host Cathedral City today. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.